everybody, and welcome to the inaugural episode zero of Take Your Time, a podcast where we play Persona 5 Royal in real time along with the actual calendar of the game. I'm one of your co-hosts, Tom Marks, joined by my other co-host, Jonathan Dornbush.
Hello there. How's it going, Tom?
Dude, it's going great. I'm so excited by this very silly idea that was a brainchild of ours a year ago almost.
God, yeah.
About doing this.
Yeah, it started out as a goof, I think, around the beginning of the pandemic when we were first starting to work from home. To date things in those terms, but yeah, it was. I think it started around there, and it was like partially a goof. And then I guess a couple months ago, as we started getting actually closer to the date where it would make sense to do it, I think you had reached out and were like, "So are we doing this?"
Yeah. So let's break down what this show is actually going to be about and what this very silly idea actually is. Basically, April 9th is the first calendar date that occurs in Persona 5 and Persona 5 Royal, which is the expanded edition we're going to be playing. And basically, the idea is that we're going to be playing the dates of a week of the game in the real life week of those dates. And then at the end of the week, we're going to recap. We're going to talk about what we played, kind of both as a sort of recap about what happened, breaking down what we did differently, didn't do differently, and also sort of like a mix of that and a sort of book clubby style show, right? Where if you want to play along with us at home, you can also play those dates if you want, or if you just want to listen to us kind of break down like, oh, you know, what did you buy that time? Where did you go spend your time in the game? Where, well, I spent my time doing this, and we'll dig into it. And because Persona 5 takes place from April through March, an entire calendar year, this will be something we do weekly for an entire calendar
year. Yeah.
Which is exciting.
We're committing. I know. Yeah, I'm really excited. It was one of those things where I was thinking about, it's such a long game, and we'll get to our experiences with Persona 5 in general, but it's such a long game where, like, probably minimum it's going to take at least 100 hours for both of us. But, spread out across a year, it's only, like, 2 hours a week. It's actually not that much.
Right. It's not so bad. And let's dig into that, because neither of us are new to Persona 5. We're both Persona 5 fans, definitely. I played through the entirety of the original, and then I platinumed Royal when that came out. And then I also did the review for IGN for Persona 5 Strikers, which is the sort of action spin-off sequel game. But we're not getting into that right away. Oh, not, yeah. But Jonathan, you're coming at this from a similar fan take, but a slightly different angle, right?
Yeah, a little bit of a different angle, because as you had mentioned, we're going to be playing Persona 5 Royal specifically, since it's the more expanded version. I played the base Persona 5 the year it came out, and really tried to push for it to win Game of the Year. And even though it didn't happen, it was my Game of the Year. But played Persona 5 back then, and then I started Persona 5 Royal. But we started talking about this show, I want to say a month or two before I started P5 Royal, and then I got sidetracked, and then just time went on, and I didn't get that much further in it, and then this was becoming a reality, so I stopped my playthrough. I only, I think, got through the first palace, maybe the second. I think I was getting up to the second palace, and so I've played very little of the Royal version, so I'll be coming in essentially fresh, other than the opening, like, 10 hours of the game, because that's how long the first palace takes, but sure. Other than that, I will be coming in completely fresh to anything new within Royal.
Right. And so for those of you who are also Persona fans who might want to play along at home, or are just going to be listening to it and either have or haven't played the games, we are going to be putting out, like, spoiler warnings, because we will be talking about things that happen later on for the base game. But because Jonathan is coming into Royal fresh, we are going to try to avoid spoilers for Royal. So if you're a returning fan and you just want to listen, and you don't want to get spoiled on Royal while you're playing, then we won't be getting into that, because then that'll also be spoiling it for Jonathan.
Yeah, it's sort of a weird middle ground that we'll have to meet. And I think, as you were saying, like, anything that we talk about that's forward looking for just the base game as well, we'll be sure to put spoiler warnings around. Like, we're not just going to reveal the ending of the game in episode one or something like that. Be like, oh yeah, this is how that connects to hour 115. Now I remember. Like, I think we'll couch it a little bit more so that people who are playing for the first time, jumping in, maybe if they want to play along with us, the experience will be ruined for them. We'll make sure to, like, I'll put in noises in the audio and the video version so that it, like, warns you before we get there. I need to figure out what to put in from the game. What would be a good audio? But we'll figure that out. But yeah, we'll make sure that if it's your first time playing, you don't have the experience ruined. But also, if you're a returning Persona 5 player, the experience doesn't feel like it's lessened because you know what's going to happen.
So that's what the show is, but what we also want to dig into right now is, what the heck are we talking about right now? Why are we not talking about the game? We're treating this as basically an intro, since this is April 9th, is the first day of the game. We're treating it as basically an intro to the show and setting up what our expectations for it are, and also the schedule and when you can follow along. So, although this is going live, if you're listening to this later, welcome back in time, but this is going live on April 9th, which is a Friday. We're actually going to be publishing every new episode weekly on Monday. And that will be recapping the previous week of our Monday through Sunday, the real world.
Here we go. Okay,
we're going to break this down as best we can.
I just want to pull back the curtain just a little bit. This is we had a meeting where we had talked about what the schedule of the show was going to be, and it was just such it was like the scene in Avengers Endgame where they're trying to understand how time travel works in their version of it, but yeah. 20 minutes over audio of us. And then we decided, but I think we were both still uncertain, and we said, let's leave this until we record so that everyone else can hear how inane this gets, because I think at the end of the day, it's pretty simple, but trying to explain it is hard.
The simplest thing you as a viewer need to know is new episodes will go up on Mondays, and they will be recapping the previous week of dates. The tricky part of this is that Persona, although the dates are all, you know, the real calendar dates, they're one day shifted from what the year calendar of 2021 is like. So our April 9th is a Friday, while Persona's April 9th is a Saturday. And so that's the weird little thing here. We're going to be playing the dates of our previous week's Monday through Sunday. So in this case, on Monday, which is our 12th, we'll be recapping the game's dates of the 9th through the 11th. And then going forward, we'll continue to do that, right? It'll be the 12th through the 19th or whatever the next week of dates is. And then we'll post the next episode the day after that. So that should be the simplest kind of way to understand it. It's just a little tricky because, like, yeah, so the 9th is the Saturday in the game, but it's that on the Friday. We're posting on the 12th, which is the 12th in game, because the 12th is Monday in game, but the 12th is...
Well, no, the 12th...
The 12th is Tuesday in-game?
Are we a day ahead or a day behind? I forget.
We are... Well, you got to count... Do you count it by numbers or date?
Are we a day of the week ahead or behind?
Our day of the week is a day behind.
Okay,
the game.
Our Monday the 12th, when the episode 1 will go up, is their Tuesday the 12th.
Yes, but we're only counting through the 11th, which is our Sunday there, Monday.
Yes, yeah.
So it's a little weird, because we have a calendar week of real-time dates, but basically none of this matters.
And no.
You don't have to worry about it.
It's more for us figuring out a publishing schedule, which obviously we did, and even still it's... Like, the thing about it is, obviously, we chose Monday, I guess, again, to pull back the curtain. We, to enter the Velvet Room, if you will. That's what we call the production studio. which is just our homes. The best way to explain it, I think, is just that, like, it makes the most sense for our schedules to post on Mondays, and so that's why we have this sort of, you know, the game technically starts on the 9th, which is a Friday here, but we're going to do episode 1 on Mondays and then go episodes further. It's a little bit arbitrary because you can start the podcast, like we were saying before this, we could start the podcast any day of the week and make it work. This just seemed to be the smoothest one, to give us the most time to dig into each week's worth of game content, and also to record the show and record it at a time that's, like, works for both of us. And so it was a little bit of a mix of, like, making sure it made sense for the in-game calendar, which you checked without spoiling me. You checked just to make sure that we're not gonna, like, mess ourselves up too much in the future of, like, leaving things on a cliffhanger literally every week or something like that.
Yeah, there might be a little bit of that, but it'll be fine. And as fans of the game will know, people who've played it before will know, there are some time jumps kind of later in, and we'll just figure that out when we get there.
Yeah.
But, we're not worrying about that. That's February's problem. Who cares?
Exactly. That's a work in progress for when we're both allowed to see each other in person. We can have those planning meetings then. But I think the schedule enough at the beginning of the game is sequential enough that we felt like it made sense to do it as a weekly show. I think that's also worth bringing up, is like weekly versus, obviously we're saying real time, we're not going to be doing daily, though we did entertain the idea at first of a daily show.
That was the dream, but unfortunately that's a lot. We have jobs.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot. It is the idealized version, but it's a fun thing where we were saying of how the calendar next year will line up perfectly in game and real life. So
yes. If
you're coming to this in 2022, hello, I hope things are better. But also you can now listen to this literally day and date, and all of our shenanigans about figuring out a schedule will mean nothing to you.
Yeah, exactly. I'm really looking forward to this. The thing that is important, again, is new episodes will be on Monday. That part isn't changing, and if it does, we will announce it as such.
Yeah.
The new episodes on Monday, recapping the previous in-game date week of the game. And we will, that's going to vary sometimes in interesting ways. So, like, for example, Monday's episode is only recapping, like, 4 days or something like that, right? It's 3 days.
Well,
it's the 9th, 10th, and the 11th.
That's the thing. We decided that we're not going to include the Mondays the show goes up, correct?
Like, yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yes. So since we're just going to be discussing the 9th, 10th, and 11th, that's only 3 calendar days, but the first 3 days of Persona 5 are loaded, right?
Yeah.
They're packed to the gills full of stuff to do and see. So it's going to be interesting, kind of the ebb and flow of that. And we're not going to just sort of like string you along when there's nothing. We're going to find topics to dig into. We're going to be not just recapping the game. We're going to be talking about some of our favorite moments, some of our favorite themes, you know, digging a little more into, you know, talking about what I think we both consider as just one of the all-time greats in terms of JRPGs. And obviously, you know, there's over 100 hours of stuff to do and see and talk about and dig into, and I'm really excited to just kind of get into the meat of it.
Yeah, and we'll be playing stuff differently. I think, I don't know if we've like explicitly said to each other, but my understanding is like, we're not going to tell each other the decisions we're going to make in terms of like
No. Who
we're hanging out with, or if we're going to work a job, or if we go to the movies, or whatever we do in game. We'll probably tell each other in real life in case it's something we might want to do together in the future. But in game, at least, what we'll be finding out each other's decisions when we record and how that affects things. I think, you know, to your point, we don't necessarily have like a strict, here's what the show is going to look like each week. And I think that's on purpose to let us figure out as we're playing what is most interesting, both for us to talk about and to play, and where that balance lies, and also for people to listen to, because we're not just going to sit here and recap the game, but you could go play the game in the time it would take us to do that. So
probably less.
Yeah,
maybe.
True.
You'll see. To that end, we'd love to hear from you. Because this is, you know, this started very much as a fun idea, fun, weird way to just play this game, and we wanted to get the Persona community is so great, so we wanted to get the community involved. We wanted to share this experience, this very strange way to play a game, which we admit, you know, is not like the recommended way to play Persona. We're not, like, we hold no illusions about that, but we've both played it before, so it's malleable there. But we want to hear what you want to know, what we want to see, want to hear from you. So please follow us on our social channels. I'm at Tom R. Marks on Twitter. Jonathan?
I am at JM Dornbush on Twitter.
And then we're also going to be posting these episodes basically all the normal podcasting places, iTunes, Spotify, that sort of thing, as well as Jonathan's YouTube channel. We're going to be posting video versions as well.
Yes. So you can go to youtube.com/Dornology, I need to know how to spell my own name. Dornology. It's a lot of O's in there. I'm sorry. But if you go there, you can either subscribe. We'll also have a playlist which you can follow. We'll be posting the new episodes the same time as the audio versions go up. You'll also see stuff from all my streaming stuff there. But if you're just here for the podcast, I'll make a playlist and make sure you can follow along with that. That'll be up there.
And also, anybody who is just listening to the audio, we're not going to be, we're going to try to respect that, right? And if you're not talk about the super cool things that we're holding up in front of the screen all of the time.
Yeah, yeah. This is not going to be like a B-roll centric show. We mostly wanted to do the video version one because I know that people use YouTube a lot for listening to podcasts and listening to long form content. And also, we will probably be occasionally making very silly and weird faces. And so, what's the harm in having those cataloged till the end of time? I always say.
But until then, this has been episode zero of Take Your Time. Once again, you can follow us those places. You can check out new episodes every Monday for the next almost 50 weeks, something like that. We shall see. It's going to be an adventure. We're excited to have you along. We're hoping to get, you know, maybe some guests on for pivotal moments. That's the fun thing, is because we know the game and we know the calendar and it's on a schedule, we can sort of try to plan things around, you know, oh, palaces, boss fights are on very set days, and we can get some people maybe to come in and join us and talk about those things. So let us know who you might like to see, let them know to come join us, that sort of stuff. And it's going to be a fun time.
Do we need to come up with a hashtag?
I mean, we probably should have before this very moment.
Right? Yeah, I was just thinking of, like, if anyone tweets things and then we don't see them and then we'll feel bad. We can come up with that. I was gonna say hashtag take your time pod, but
yeah, that works.
That works for now. Because, like, TYT pod just doesn't sound right to me. There's just something, like, I don't know. It feels like it could be standing for something I don't approve of. So I think, like, say the name of it, you know?
Yeah.
It works. Yeah, we did it.
And as in case that moment wasn't entirely clear, Jonathan and I, this is just something we're doing for fun at the moment, right? This is an enjoyable, weird experiment that we're excited to take with y'all. We do both work at IGN, but, you know, this is not affiliated with that. This is just something we're doing in our personal time. Yep. And we're excited to kick it off.
Yeah, it should be really fun. I'm very excited to play the game this way and finally get to Royal, because as you were saying, we both love Persona 5, and I've wanted to, get the full sense of what's included in Royal for so long. And I think this will, as much as you were saying, it's not like the idealized way to play it, it will let us really get to, like, marinate and live with this game for a long time. And I think because so much can happen in the game, it's going to be a rewarding experience in that regard, of letting us actually live with each moment, even if those moments are sometimes just going to work at a beef bowl shop for 4 days in a row.
That's going to be an exciting episode.
Can't wait.
I can tell you right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be a fun one. But until then, if you're listening to this the first day it's posted, check out, be sure to follow us and send us messages and subscribe to the podcast services of your choice. And be on the lookout. That's the words I'm looking for. for the first official episode on Monday, the 12th.
Yes, you got it. You're good.
Okay. God, this is just going to stress. Then I'm just, the next year of my 12th. Life is just going to be stressing out about dates and making sure I'm saying the right ones.
There's nothing else stressful that we ever think or do, so it's fine. No. You know?
Yeah, I guess that'll just be the one thing. That's true.
Yeah.
But until then, I've been Tom Marks.
I've been Jonathan Dornbush.
Well, great. Good.
Yes.
We'll see you next time.
This is where the music plays, and it's real cool.
Yeah.
Just pretend we're vibing. Cool.